Rough and Wild in the Bedroom by Horny Gigi. It had been a stressful week. A couple of my stylists called out sick due to contracting a stomach virus. This left us very short-handed. Then a transformer blew, causing salon number 2 to lose power for 2 whole hours. My daughter Alicia and my granddaughter Callie both got sick. Ben's truck broke down, costing us $800 to have it repaired. And we had to buy a new hot water heater as our old one started leaking water everywhere. To top it off, Ben had been working a lot of overtime, leaving him tired and not in the best of moods. This, in turn, had affected our love life, which meant I hadn't gotten laid in over a week. So to say I was a bit stressed would be an understatement. I was so glad to see closing time on Saturday roll around. The salons are closed on Sundays and Mondays, and I was determined things were going to get better. On the way home, I stopped off at Alicia's to check on her and my granddaughter. I was relieved to see that they were both feeling better. Callie wanted to come home with me, but I knew Ben would probably be tired and irritable. So I told her that I would pick her up on Monday and we would do something special. After leaving Alicia's, I stopped by my friend Cynthia's house. Some of you may remember her from some of my previous stories. She's a sweetheart, and after my husband Ben, she is my second best friend and confidant. After leaving Cynthia's, I drove home. I was surprised to see Ben's truck was parked in the driveway. Opening the door, I walked in and placed my sunglasses and purse on the coffee table in front of the couch. I didn't see Ben right away. "Ben! Babe! You home?" I called out, but he didn't answer. I walked to the bathroom thinking, maybe he's in the shower. Nope, not there either. Finally, I look out back by the pool. There was my handsome husband in all his naked glory. He was wearing nothing but a pair of aviator sunglasses as he watered the plants surrounding the pool area. "Why, hello, sexy," I said as I walked over and gave him a brief kiss on the lips. "Got off early today, I see." He shook his head and said, "I took off is more like it. Alicia called asking for you. Said you left some papers or something when you were there earlier." "Okay, I will call her later. I want a shower. I'm so glad you took off early today, babe. I have really missed you," I said. Then I kissed him again, this time lingering a little longer. Walking back into the house, I went to our bedroom and began to undress. Nude, I then went to the bathroom and started my shower. The water felt so good as I just stood under the shower head and let it run over my body for a minute or two. I washed, then shaved 3-day stubble from my legs before finally turning off the water and exiting the shower. I stood in front of the full-length mirror that hung on the bathroom door and I dried myself. I was not a spring chicken anymore, not as firm and tight as I used to be. But I still have a pretty nice body, if I do say so myself. I work out and do light aerobics too, so that helps. I ran a brush through my hair and dabbed on a trace of perfume before walking out. As I walked into the bedroom, I was startled by the sight of Ben standing there. "Oh, shit, Ben!" I exclaimed, followed by, "Oh, God, Ben!" as I noticed that he had his dick in his hand and was slowly rubbing it, causing it to grow hard. He still had his shades on. "Oh, Ben, baby," I said as I walked over to him. Before I had time to say another word, he grabbed me and pushed me against the wall, then kissed me hard. Now let me say that I love hot, slow, romantic sex just as much as the next gal. But there are times that I just want to be manhandled, taken, and fucked hard. This was definitely One of those days. I moaned softly as we kissed. Ben's hand reached up and grabbed one of my breasts and gave it a firm squeeze. I lifted a leg and curled it around one of his. I wanted him to give me his dick right then and there. But he had other ideas. You dirty girl! You want me to fuck you, don't you? Ben said, keeping me pinned against the wall. Oh, God, yes! Fuck me! Fuck me now! I panted. I was taken over by my love and my desire for him. Holding me against the wall with one hand, he leaned his head down and kissed the breasts he was holding with the other. He then took my now hardened nipple into his mouth and sucked on it. Fuck! I squealed as he nipped at my nipple with his teeth. I pulled his head back by his hair. Get on your knees, Ben growled, then forced me down with his hands. His cock was hard and only inches from my face. Taking it in his hand, he slapped it across my cheeks a couple of times as he held my head by my hair. He then ran his cock over my lips, and I opened my mouth. His cock head spread my lips wide. My desire and hunger for him ran like wildfire through my body, straight to my now wet cunt. I hungrily sucked his dick as he guided my head up and down by the hair of my head. Ben groaned and continued to fuck my mouth, but only for a minute or two before pulling back. I didn't want to stop. I had to have more. Give it back, I pleaded. I grabbed his cock and put it back in my mouth. I love sucking his dick, and my hunger for it wasn't satisfied. My hands gripped his ass, and I took as much of his long, hard cock down my throat as I could. I gagged a couple of times, and a tear ran down my cheek as I deep-throated him. Fuck, you cock-hungry bitch! Groaned Ben as he fought to pull his dick from my mouth. I gripped his ass tight and I tried to hold him in my mouth, but he was too strong. Give it back, fucker, I said. Then I grabbed his nutsack and gave a squeeze, causing him to let out a deep groan. Stand up, you hot little cocksucker, Ben demanded as he helped me up by the hair of my head. He then kissed me hard. His tongue met mine as we kissed passionately. Your mouth tastes like cock, he groaned as he broke the kiss. A smile crossed my lips as I remembered when he told me about how he was once able to take the head of his dick into his mouth. Tasty, isn't it? Bet you would love to be able to taste your cock in your mouth again and suck yourself. I wish I were flexible enough to tongue myself, I whispered into his ear. I moaned as he cupped my pussy with his hand. Have you tried it lately? I asked. Shut up, you naughty girl, he said, then kissed me again. He then picked me up and dropped me onto the bed. I continued with my naughty verbal onslaught as he stood looking at me. His hard cock was leaking pre-cum. It looked so delicious. I would love to watch you suck your own dick, baby. That would be so fucking hot. I ran my hand over my wet cunt, then licked my juices off my fingers. Fuck, you're one nasty, naughty bitch, he said. Turn your ass over. You deserve a spanking. He forcefully turned me onto my stomach. I half-heartedly fought back, knowing I wouldn't be a match for his strength. I squealed as I felt his hand smack hard against my ass again and again. It hurt, but as horny as I was, it hurt so good. Bastard, I exclaimed as I turned over and pushed him back onto the bed. My ass was still stinging as I mounted him. Grabbing his dick, I guided it to my pussy hole and sat down on it until he was deep inside me. Oh, fuck! I love your big fucking dick stretches and fills me so good. I groaned as I sat on him without moving, enjoying the feeling of having him inside me. A quick orgasm hit me as I began to ride him. I squealed and quivered with pleasure as my juices bathed his cock. As that orgasm subsided, I began riding him again. I panted heavily as I rotated my hips and our pubic areas meshed together. My clit rubbed against his pubic bone and his cock stimulated my G-spot so deliciously. Another orgasm rose up in my body. Ah, I'm coming again. Fuck, I cried as I collapsed on top of him. My body was trembling. Ben rolled me over until he was on top and began to thrust in slow corkscrew motion. God, he felt so good. My pussy clenched and sucked at his cock as he screwed me. Your pussy is so hot and wet, my naughty little love whore, Ben said as our eyes locked. We love looking at each other in the eye to see the expressions of pleasure. Yes, give it to me. Fuck your love whore, baby. I'm a whore for your big dick. Fuck me, you sexy bastard, I panted, then slapped him across the face. Fuck. Gonna fuck this hot cunt. Gonna fuck you hard, bitch. Ben growled as he began to pound me with a long, hard thrust. The power of his thrusting made me squeal and groan with pleasure. Yes! Yes! God! I'm gonna come again! Fuck! I'm coming! Fuck! Yes! I cried, holding my legs up and spread wide as my body spasmed. Ben slowed his thrusting and enjoyed watching the passionate expressions of ecstasy I was making. We kissed deeply. My juices soaked our sex, and I could feel it trickling out of me to the bedsheet. Ben smiled, then pulled out of me. He was still rock hard and his cock glistening from my fluids. He has a habit of doing this occasionally. Sometimes he will do it two or three times during a session. The sex lasts a lot longer, but it drives me crazy. Why the fuck did you pull out? Put that dick back inside me. I know you haven't come yet. I gasp, my body still tingling from my orgasm. Not ready to come yet, Ben growled as he got out of bed. What's wrong? This pussy too hot for you? I replied. I ran my hand over my dripping cunt and spread the lips with my fingers. Ben walked to the bathroom, then returned with a bottle of coconut oil. Ben is above average in size. I love the way his cock dances as he walks, especially when he has a hard-on. It's so erotic. I wasn't exactly sure what he had in mind, but I had an idea. Where do you think you're going? I'm not done with you, Ben said as I got out of bed. I didn't respond and reached under the bed for the box containing our play toys. Opening it, I took out my 8-inch non-vibrating dong, Frank. You remember Frank, don't you? I'm inviting him to join our fun, I said. I teasingly kissed the head of the fake cock. Oh, you are you? Ben said with a grin. Yep, I said as I snatched the bottle of coconut oil from his hand. Slowly and seductively, I applied a little coconut oil to the fake dick and ran my hand down its shaft. Look, baby, it's so hard and never gets soft. Want to watch Frank fuck me? I know you do, I said as I got back into bed. I laid back and propped myself up on one elbow. I looked at Ben as I brought Frank to my lips and licked around the head. He tastes as good as you, baby, I said softly. I was enjoying the taste of the coconut oil. I then took the head into my mouth and sucked on it for a moment. Ben stood silent beside the bed, his eyes fixed on me, and my little show. His cock rock hard again after softening just a bit. You can watch, babe, but keep your hands off your dick. I don't want you jerking off and wasting your precious cum. I open my legs and put the fake dick to my bush, running it over and around the outside of my cunt. You're such a fucking tease, Ben said, as he stood watching with a massive erection. He looked so hot. I smiled and slowly inserted the head of the fake cock into my pussy. I gasped as I slowly worked it inside me, inch by inch. Oh, God, baby, it feels so good. Fuck. I groaned as I slowly began working the dong in and out of my wet cunt. My eyes stayed focused on my sexy husband in his hard-on as I continued to fuck myself with the toy. Ben got into bed and lay beside me. He kissed me, then began to kiss my breast. He kissed, nibbled, and sucked at my hardened nipple as I fucked myself with the fake cock. I groaned in pleasure, then he kissed me again, this time more passionately. Feel good, baby? You like that cock? Ben asked. He then pulled and twisted my sensitive nipple. I screamed as the pain and pleasure combined to push me to the edge of another orgasm. Oh, baby, I'm so close. I love it. Oh, fuck. Fuck, baby. I'm gonna come again. Oh, shit. I'm coming. I cried as my body spasmed. I held the fake cock deep inside me as my body clenched and jerked. It was a powerful orgasm, and I lay limp after it was over. My breathing was shallow and ragged. My body quivered slightly from post-orgasmic tremors as I slowly came down from my high. Ben kissed me. I believe it's my turn now, Ben said with a smirk. I reached between my legs to remove Frank, but Ben stopped me. No, no. Leave that thing in there, he said. Then he had me flip over on my stomach. I looked back and saw him pouring some coconut oil into his hands. He began to rub it onto my body, starting at my shoulders. He took his time massaging me as he slowly worked his way down my back to my ass. Baby, that feels so good. I moaned softly, then felt his finger run down my ass crack and tickle my puckered asshole. I cried again, this time a little louder. My pussy gripped at the fake dick still lodged in me. Feel good, baby? He said as he continued to massage my ass cheeks and upper thighs. Oh, baby, it feels, oh, fuck, Ben, I cried as I felt Ben's oiled up finger penetrate my tight asshole. My hands gripped the sheet. Once again, I felt my cunt contract around the fake dick inside me. I heard him chuckle as he pulled his finger from my asshole. He then poured some more coconut oil onto my ass and between my cheeks. He continued to massage my ass cheeks, then once again worked his oil-slicked finger in and around my asshole. I shivered as I suddenly realized what he had in mind. Ben got between my legs and lifted my hips up till my ass was in the air. He then smacked both of my cheeks hard a couple of times. That caused me to cry out and my eyes to water a bit. Fucker, I exclaimed as I propped myself on my elbows and looked back at my husband. He was grinning as he applied some coconut oil onto his cock. I'm going to fuck you, and I want you to fuck yourself with that dick in your pussy, Ben said. He continued to slowly oil up his cock. My excitement grew and my heart beat a little faster. I love when we do anal, but full double penetration with Frank in my pussy and my husband up my ass, this was a new one. Are you ready? Ben asked as he put his hands on my hips. Yes, I replied. I began taking slow, deep breaths to help me relax. I felt Ben spread my ass cheeks. Then the head of his dick pushed against my back door. I gasped as I felt it penetrate my asshole. Ah, baby, go slow and easy, I panted, then continued my deep breathing. Ben worked his cock into me slowly, inch by inch. He then pulled nearly out, then sank back in slowly. The fullness I felt was indescribable. With Frank, the fake dick in my pussy, and my husband lodged in my ass. My asshole soon relaxed, and Ben was able to increase the tempo of his thrust. I reached between my legs and began to work Frank slowly in and out of my pussy as Ben fucked my butt. Yes! Fuck! Don't stop! Oh, baby, fuck me, pump my tight ass, I squealed. The pleasure I was feeling was so intense. Another orgasm started to build inside me. Fuck! Ben groaned, then slapped one of my ass cheeks. This pushed me over the edge. I'm not exaggerating when I say that I thought I would literally pass out from the intensity of this orgasm. I screamed as my body tensed and convulsed uncontrollably. I'm surprised someone didn't hear me and call the police. My pussy clamped down hard on the fake dick. Gonna come, Ben bellowed. He grabbed my hips hard, buried his cock fully, and injected his cum deep inside my ass. I collapsed as I was totally spent and breathing heavily. Ben remained inside me for a few moments before finally pulling out of my ass. I could feel his cum spilling out of me. Are you okay, baby? Ben asked as he moved off the bed. I am wonderful. God, that was incredible, I replied. I then slowly removed Frank from my sloppy, sensitive pussy. My body still tingled from the orgasm as I moved off the bed. On legs of jello, I followed Ben to the bathroom for a shower. Baby, you are certainly full of surprises and never cease to amaze me. I love you so much, I said as we showered together. I love you too, my sweet Gina. I love you too, Ben said, then kissed me tenderly on the lips.